Hey, it's afternoon, but I was up late last night watching TV. I went out to a party, but then came home and watched TV. Went out to a showbiz party. Don't worry about it. I'm fucking tired. Episode 337. It's warm out. I checked the weather when I woke before I did this, so I can't. 43 degrees. Can't wait. As soon as I'm done with this, I'm gonna get out there, get a nice coffee, bask in the sun. Ooh. All right. See what's in the news. Shark fin soup now legal in Nevada. I thought everything was legal in Nevada. Was there like a ban on shark fin soup? Or are we not supposed to kill the sharks? I mean, I eat fish, so I can't be like, oh, I've eaten shark. It's good. I don't know if a shark fin, something about the fin doesn't really sound great to me. But I'd give it a shot, I guess. Fin. That looks like a... I thought that'd be all bone. What's in a shark fin soup? What's the big deal about it? I mean, these sharks, they want to eat us. It's one of the few animals that we eat that eat us. It's somewhat satisfying to eat something that wants to eat you. It's shark fin soup, a Chinese delicacy, one sometimes eaten for special occasions like weddings or Lunar New Year celebrations, is now, it's now illegal. Did I read that wrong? Yeah, it's illegal. I thought it was legal, and that, so you used to be able to have, and now they're cracking down. I mean, you can smoke it in a hospital in Nevada, but don't eat any of the shark fin soup because of a law signed by Governor Shark. David Shark is governor of Nevada. He won't let you have the soup. I'm joking. His name is Brian Sandoval. I don't know. But I guess if I was a shark, I would make up a name. Let's see. Prohibits the sale of products or body parts from sharks, rays, sea turtles, a bunch of 10 other animals. Shark fin soup derives from sort of a snappy chewiness. That doesn't sound like fun. I mean, I don't know about the sea turtles and the. But we should be able to do this to the sharks. I'm anti this law. If you're like completely a vegetarian, vegan, I feel like I barely hear anybody's a vegetarian. It's like you either go all vegan or you don't even fuck with it. It's either you, which, fine, fair enough. But if you're a vegan and you're like, I don't, no shark fin soup. But if you're eating fish, to draw the line at the shark seems a little odd to me. Let's see. Washington gun dealers report 1,200 denied purchases in first 5 months of new law. Well, I guess it's 1,200 people that shouldn't have guns that didn't get them because of this. Whatever. I'm sure whatever the law is, it's making somebody mad. Like, hey, why can't this guy, just because I went to jail for beating the hell out of my wife and children, I'm not allowed to buy a gun? I didn't shoot them. Why can't I have a gun? I like to go shoot bottles at the junkyard. Whatever the fuck. Well, I'm glad that happened. Good for you, Washington. France launched investigation into Apple's slowdown of previous iPhone models. Apple, you're gonna have to fuck. It's up. It's done. Just fix all the phones. Can't you just like send out like an update and say, okay, now your phone's not slow. Here's an update. Everything's cool. Leave us alone, France. I mean, I get mad at Apple, but what am I gonna do? Not use iMessage? I tried that. It was hell. You don't get your text messages from iPhones like all the time. You get them most of the time, but you don't get them 100%. So you always have this kind of feeling in the back of your mind, like, maybe it's a text message I'm not getting. Maybe there's like a really important text message coming from an iPhone that I'm not getting. And they always come from an iPhone. An important text message does not come from an Android phone. I'll tell you that. A nice text message from a friend, maybe. But it ain't important. California and Illinois must provide students free feminine hygiene products. Sure. Why not? I mean, what happens to the young girls that when they first get the period, don't they have to give them the thing then? That would always. I remember in seventh grade, just all the girls would be getting it left and right in class, and they have to run out to the nurse. Spend the rest of the day with a sweatshirt tied around their waist. But I guess some people would be like, well, why can't you buy your own? But I don't know. I have no problem. Give kids the feminine hygiene. Give them the condoms. Give them lunch. And don't hassle them so much. It's not their, what are they supposed to do if they don't have it at home? Not that I don't know, I have kids, I don't give a shit what they do in school. Lifetime Fitness bans cable news from its TVs. Huh, that's interesting. So the, as to avoid, I guess, controversies or people arguing or something. Because if I'm like on my treadmill watching CNN, you know, the news, the actual news, and there's a guy next to me running like watching Fox News, and it's got like some like Hillary Clinton killed this person story, and I'd be like, dude, I wouldn't say anything though. I wouldn't like that guy. I feel this guy's a jerk. And he'd probably be like, oh, he's watching the news that it's fake because it says Trump is not smart. Not that they don't, I don't know if they say Trump is not smart, but they'll say something like, oh, yeah, he said something dumb. They won't say he says something, they'll say, this is what Trump said. Like, hey, it's fake news or whatever. I don't know. I don't feel like arguing with myself here. I'll win and it still won't sound good, but that's it. But then what do you watch? I feel that's the only thing I could watch on a treadmill is like the news. Maybe they could settle on like there needs to be just like a news that just has people like sitting in a blank room just reading the story, but everybody will always complain that something's slanted. When they don't agree with the story, it's slanted. I probably do that. Among 20 wealthy nations, U.S. child mortality ranks worse. We're the worst out of the top 20 wealthy nations in child mortality. So, I guess our health care system is at the point our health care system isn't fucking as phenomenal as we say. because if you're poor, you get shitty health care and your kid might not live because you're poor. And fuck you because you're poor. That's a bummer. We could do better than that. President Oprah will fix it. Everybody's freaking out yesterday about President Oprah or Oprah running for president. And she's going to run. She's thinking about, Gail said she's thinking about it. And if anybody knows, it's Gail. That friendship, of course, is odd. There's always the rumor that they're romantically involved, which would just, I think it's uncomfortable for there to be a to witness a relationship that's that close that isn't romantic. Requiring a friend to be there as a friend only and being around each other that much and that involved in each other's lives is fucking uncomfortable. That is not a best friend. That is something else. And it's weird, and we don't know what to do with it in our brains. I don't know what to do with it in my brain if it's not romantic. So I want her to just say that, and then I can I could rectify that in my mind. But Gail says she's thinking, I don't know if I would vote for Oprah. And I don't know. Oprah probably wouldn't be a great president because she doesn't know about being a president. But she's like, George W. Bush, not a smart dude. They threw him in there. He didn't know fuck all about fucking fuck. Right? Governor of Texas, that gig doesn't prepare you to be president at all. Trump is a fucking, he's a disaster. Anybody be better than him. Honestly, if they said Larry the Cable Guy was going to run for president, I'd be like, that's a relief. It's like, literally anybody be better than this fucking, his brain is fucking, something's wrong with it. Oprah's probably pretty smart. She acts like she's really smart. I believe she's really smart. She could be lying. It could be a trick. I think we're gonna, if Oprah runs, I think we're gonna get President Oprah. Because now we're just saying this is gonna be, whoever the most famous person is, we're just gonna make them president. It'll be like Mark Zuckerberg versus Oprah, and in that, yeah, Oprah wins easy. The presidency is just not going to be the same anymore. You know, it's kind of tainted, and maybe Oprah could save it. I don't know. I don't mind the idea of it as much as other people that are like, "Are you crazy? Oprah for president? Oprah couldn't be." It would be a million times better than what we got now. I'd rather like a senator or somebody that knows how to pass laws and knows the government. Sure. But senators have a hard time winning. Traditionally, it's governors. But I don't know. All right, enough of my babbling. Oprah 2020, I'm on board. There, I just made my decision. See you tomorrow. We love you.